Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Read about it. Read about it.
Reedy's Mail.
Brent Reed's still with us. Let's put coronavirus to the side for a moment, Reedy. The other big story of the week has been the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
What's the latest? Jaden Ockenbaugh and Corey Harawira-Naera obviously provisionally stood down by the NRL and their club. What do their futures look like?
Yeah, I just heard an interview with Todd Greenberg a couple of hours ago in which he talked about they hope to make a decision at the end of next week on both these guys. Look, he wouldn't give any indications to which way they're leaning, but I think the mail around the traps is, and it's pretty loud, that Jaden Ockenbaugh will get sacked over this. And Corey's a good chance of potentially surviving, but I think he'll get a long suspension from the NRL. But Todd said, look, at the end of next week, the players have got till the end of next week to respond to the breach notice, and then they hope to make a decision pretty quickly after that. And look, in some cases, it's pretty straightforward. So I think they'll be able to do that pretty quickly.
MG, how do the Bulldogs go into the... And I know Dean Pay, speaking to him after 7 o'clock, will say, you know, the rest of the players have remained focused and switched on minds on the job. But how can they seriously not let this affect their performance?
If they don't let it affect their performance, they're the most resilient team in the world, because you can't help not being affected by what's gone on in the last 48 hours.
Mm.
They've lost one of their star players in Harawira-Naera, another dazzling could-be star in Ockenbaugh, and $2 million in the bank, which also is going to be felt pretty severely by the Doggies.
Mm. I will say they stemmed the bleeding a little bit today. They actually picked up a sponsor. Now, it's not a major sponsor. They picked up, I think it's a sponsor across the sternum, but they did lose another one. And again, it was a minor sponsor. I think it was their high-performance sponsor. So they probably finished up a little bit ahead today, because I think the sternum sponsor pays a bit more than the high-performance one. But they have picked up a sponsor, which is remarkable given the environment at the moment. And look, I think they hope that once this is all done and dusted, and if they handle it properly, that maybe the major sponsor they had interest in, Rochet's, will come back on board. So they haven't given up hope there.
Okay. All off-season, we've heard Tyson Frizzell's name being mentioned with other clubs. And I mentioned when in my ladder, I had them low on my ladder count because of the fact that there's so much uncertainty at Dragontown with two coaches there. They don't seem to know what their outside backs are at the moment. They've got some young talent coming through that could fill the void. Their forward pack is probably one of the best in the comp. But Tyson Frizzell's name keeps being mentioned at other clubs. What's the update on him?
Yeah, look, I mean, Tyson said a couple of weeks ago he wanted to get done before the season started. That's obviously not going to happen now because they play Sunday, and I don't expect an announcement before Sunday. Look, the Dragons are still reasonably confident Tyson will stay. I think it's just a straight shootout between them and Newcastle. They've offered Tyson...
Newcastle.
They've offered Tyson 3 years, over $2 million, the Dragons, to keep him. And look, as I said, I think they're pretty confident he'll stay in the end, or they're growing more confident, I guess. And I think we'll get a decision next week from Tyson Frizzell.
Reedy, how are you going to get your job done if you're not allowed to talk to players anymore? If it's a hands off with the new precautions, or
in all seriousness, tonight you're not allowed in the dressing room after the game, are you?
No, I think they're going to bring a player out to us if we want a player to speak to after the game. It's going to make life difficult.
He'll come out like Hannibal Lecter style.
We'll just make up their quotes. We do that anyway, don't we?
Some of you do.
Brent Reed, great to have you back on board with Triple M NRL for 2020.